Hey, my Sedgy babes, it's Reagan, and you're now tuned in to Sedgulous Blog, first podcast episode. And today, we are definitely exploring likes versus views, is it hating or humbling? Our latest article. You can find this on sedgulousblog.blog. Social media used to be fun. People will post silly things, their real selves in real time, and funny videos that some may consider lame now. Everything must be an aesthetic. The coffee drink must look good from this angle. Selfies must have the perfect lighting, if not filtered. And your quote has to be positive and uplifting, followed by a Bible verse. I mean, truly, everything is for show. And if your pictures aren't post-worthy, you wouldn't post them on your page. Apps such as Facetune, Magic Eraser, and Visco have allowed us to have the perfect celebrity photo. Having a good picture on your Instagram has programmed us to hate posting, immediately closing the app when it's posted, or being so unfulfilled with the likes that we wouldn't post at all. Adding pictures to the highlights tab has become the new normal because we didn't get a good photo. I love this topic because you're always hearing, oh, Instagram is so boring. Oh, there's so many monitoring spirits. Make Instagram fun again. And I truly believe that Instagram has downgraded in the app because of the close friends feature. Not only that, but the hiding your likes feature as well. Now, let me break it down because I love a good aesthetic. I truly do. I love pretty things. I love when people post pretty things. I just love a pretty picture. It is really is eye stimulating. It's good to look at. But when we revolve that aesthetic around our entire Instagram page or our entire Instagram look, it creates a false narrative, I think, because here we are telling people that, oh, our life is just like this. My life is just like this. It's just as pretty as these pictures. And then we feel embarrassed or we feel lame if we post anything that is abnormal. You know, I can literally remember when people used to wake up out of their sleep. Wake up fresh in the morning, hot breath and all, you know, posting something funny, you know, posting themselves like a random thought they had or just something funny that has happened within those late hours. Like, I can't really remember that. But Instagram has become so sensitive and so desensitized by things that's quote unquote unpretty or not up to date. And again, I love a good aesthetic. I myself have fallen in a trap. Like, I have to get this good lighting. I have to do it from this angle. And I think it has programmed us to create, again, this false narrative of like, oh, everything is in tip-top shape in my life. And I get it. You know, who's going to post a past due bill? Who's going to post with crust in our eyes? I get it. Who's going to post with their head looking like a Brillo pad? Like, I get it. We're all not going to do that. But I also feel like it has created a false sense of self. Like, oh, I can't post a picture of my hair not done. Oh, I can't post a picture I don't have my eyelashes on. Oh, I can't post a picture my concealer not under my eyes. You know, like, it just has programmed us to be so picture perfect. And I truly believe this is how we create anxiety with everything. And, you know, we're talking about all of us, you know, who's on social media all day. We're always scrolling. Like, even if we're not posting, we're scrolling. Even if we're not posting, we're watching somebody else saying, oh, she shouldn't have posted that. Or why she posted that? You can see her hair under her arms. You know, stuff like that. And I think we forget that we are human beings. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are normal people. Bitch, you work at CVS. Like, it's and no shade to that, but it's just a sense like we're not celebrities. We're not famous. Most of us didn't come from wealthy families. We're not in the elites. You know what I'm saying? We don't go to Chanel every day. We don't drive, some of us don't drive a Range Rover. Like, it just comes to a point where just be yourself. And I think that fails us being so perfect. and wanting us to hide in our close friends. Like, oh, only my close friends get to see, you know, oh, my funny moments or my funny self or my real personality. Only my close friends get to see that. And then we have apps such as Facetune, Magic Eraser, and VSCO to get that perfect photo. And I'm a victim to it. You know, if I don't like something in my background, baby, I open an app and I'll take it out. Like, why are we programmed for that? And we're all, and truthfully, the answer is because we want people to see that that's a good photo. We want the likes. We want the comments. And I feel like it's very normal. It's in it of us to want to look good and to show that we look good. But I think celebrities and maybe influencers has definitely ruined that for us. Like, oh, now when we go out, we have to get a black truck. Now when we go out, we have to get a professional photo. Like, who are we kidding sometimes? You know, like, what are we even doing? Enjoy ourselves. And that's why Instagram is not enjoyable, because we're so forced to make everything look so good and don't even realize that takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy to get a good photo. Oh, don't do it this angle. You can see a stomach. Turn to the side a little bit more. Tilt your head. Like, this is not a professional photo shoot. We're just trying to show the people that we look good. We feel good. Bada boom, bada bam. Let it out. It's done. But I think those apps and those feelings of not posting our real selves has given us this false illusion, again, that we have to look good. We must look good. You know, why post a picture and it's not up to par? And then some of us, you know, hide that like account because it's not enough. Okay. What equates to a good photo? Digital pictures, editing them and posing, and for the quality aesthetic things such as a black truck, a delicious meal, the beach, flowers, or inside a nice house have influenced us to capture the Instagram-worthy shot. I get it. The background should look good. The background should match the outfit. The background should match the theme of wherever we're going. I truly get it. But if the photo isn't up to par, it wouldn't be posted. Oh, girl, you can see my stomach. Oh, girl, my arms look fat. Oh, girl, look at my back. Look at my feet. It just gets to the point that we pick the picture, and we're picking our self-esteem. We're picking our self-esteem. We're picking everything to where the picture is completely ugly. Oh, my hair, my edges, my eyebrows, my foundation. We're picking until we hate ourselves. We hate the picture. It's definitely not getting posted. And matter of fact, I'm just going to delete this out of my phone entirely. And then a few days pass. Next thing you know, you're in your recent deletes. You're like, damn, why did I delete this picture? It's really silly because we are beautiful. And we know we are. But we pick to the point we feel ugly. We think we're ugly. Oh, this is not a good picture. Oh, I'm not going to post this on my page. I'm going to post it on my story so it deletes in 24 hours. And then some of us don't even give it a full 24 hours. After an hour, we don't see those likes. We're like, oh, well, baby, this is not a good photo. Delete. I see tweets all the time. I hate posting. Posting gives me anxiety. People follow you on Instagram and won't like anything. My views never match my likes. Now, let's break these statements apart, okay? First one, I hate posting. You hate posting because you didn't set the bar so freaking high that you think it's ugly. You think everything you post is ugly. You're not going to get enough likes. Like, we have to get out of that mindset. And also, while we're at it, let's remove those people who don't like our pictures. I feel like some of us are so like, oh, my followers are going to go down. Oh, I don't have enough followers, so I'm not going to remove them. So you're going to keep the same people that don't like your photos, that don't like you, in your Instagram followers just because the number look good. Okay, got you. Posting gives me anxiety. It goes back to the pick thing. You know, we pick, and we don't realize we're picking our self-esteem apart. people follow you on Instagram and won't like anything. And now I think I discussed this later in the article where people don't follow you. People who follow you on Instagram and won't like anything, baby, they just like having you as their follower. They don't like to think one of one less follower. You know, oh, I'm going to keep on my Instagram because the numbers look good. So I'm just not going to remove her from my Instagram. I've always said I would be actually more content with just having 50 followers and that's it, and following 50 people. Like, that seems like a more surreal Instagram to me. Like, okay, my views never match my likes. People won't like what you post because they feel like, and this is real talk, people won't like what you post because they feel like you have enough likes. What's one more like gonna do for that person? What's one more like gonna do for her? You know, and I feel like that too, that comes with other issues too. I think that comes with self-esteem, you know, because in this generation, I feel like everybody wants to be better than the next person. And so to prove that, they have to stand out. They have to stand out more. They have to stand out better. Everything is a competition, even fucking Instagram likes. But I digress. When we consume influencer and celebrity culture, we often imitate what's being shown. We copy their look, poses, and Instagram captions. It looks good, I admit. Their pictures look good. Their clothes are stylish. Their jewelry shines. Makeup and hair are stunning. And their lives look lit. We start saying, I want to look like that. She looks good. He looks fly. The next thing we do is look up a replica outfit or create one that's a fashionable, excitingly wait for the day to wear it. I get it. Everyone is an influencer now, thanks to TikTok. Everyone can become a micro celebrity within a flash of an eye. I get it. And you know, their lives look good, their clothes look good, everything looks good. And we start to say, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. The concept of life, in which this will be another article, the concept of life is to run your race. Do what you need to do. And sometimes we do fall into the trap of saying, I can be an influencer. I can do this. I can do that just like them. And not even realizing this is not what we're meant to do. That shouldn't be my life. And when you feel yourself competing or try to shape your life into an influencer or into a micro celebrity, when you feel yourself shaping and revolving your life around an influencer or a micro celebrity, tell yourself to stop. Just stop. Run your race. And I get it. You know, we see pictures and we see like, oh, I love this outfit. I can do this, or I can do that with better shoes. Or we start to mimic that and don't even realize we're not just mimicking the outfit. We're mimicking their life. Because now you have to find an event. You have to find friends. And this is when the black truck comes in, the professional photos comes in, a good caption comes in. This is how you shape your life around just from one celebrity, one influencer. And this is how the picking starts. Oh, I shouldn't have did that. I should have did this. I don't like this. I like that. Because subconsciously, you're thinking about that photo you're trying to copy off of. Just be yourself. And I feel like that's definitely more, it's easier to say than do because we're so stuck. You know, we want to feel so good about ourselves. We want to show people that, bitch, I look good. That we force and try so hard to be something we're not. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your body. Enjoy yourself. And once you do that, you're definitely going to realize how beautiful you really are. Okay? People will follow you and won't like anything you post because they like the idea of having one more follower. I just said this. They don't necessarily need you as a follower. However, they like the idea of having several followers. If they remove you as a friend, that's one less follower they have. Everything is all for show on social media because social media now equates to status. If you have thousands of followers, you must have thousands of dollars in friends. If you have less, you must not have a lot of friends or popularity. Truth be told, the same people who have thousands of followers have accumulated those followers since they were young. Those people have been having the same Instagram for years. It's the exact reason why people don't delete their Instagram taking a social media break. They fear losing those followers they've gained. Which is completely ridiculous to me because social media is simply not real. It's not real. And it kills me when I read tweets that say, oh, I can't delete my Instagram because I'm going to have to start all over. You mean start all over from the people that don't like your photos as is? Again, it's a numbers game. Everyone likes to feel popular. And I get it. Maybe it's a good feeling. I don't know. I don't care. I never worried about that. And it's so funny because I've had so many different friend groups. And I know a lot of people. And a lot of people know me. But it's just like, who cares? Who freaking cares about that? And if you know me, then you know I would delete my social media every 3 months and just start all over. Who cares? It's not real. And for some of you, maybe social media make you money. I don't know, but it don't make me no damn money. So I just don't care. Delete. We'll try this again next month. That's just me. And I feel like when you worry about stuff like that, like you worry about deleting your Instagram, deleting your social media, and then like, oh, now you want it back a few months later. Now you're like, oh, now I'm starting off fresh off at zero. Who cares? That's the best time to enjoy the damn app, if you ask me. My favorite thing to do is post as if no one is watching. We are so warped into this fantasy that we must not post our personality on social media because of the users who watch. So we hide and post to our close friends. Everyone should and needs to be themselves. I will say that to the day I die. Because it's not so much originality going on. I feel like everyone wants to be like the next person. Be loud, be funny, be weird, be awkward, be silly, be vocal, be talented, be creative, be awesome, be cool, be yourself. And I think that's the struggle in this generation. No one is their self. We want to be like this celebrity. We want to be like this influencer. We want to have this type of lifestyle, so we must have to act like this type of way. Don't succumb to the need to be perfect for peers who are far from it. Embrace the beauty you're given. Embrace the life you live. Embrace normalcy. Again, we are working a regular job. Let's be regular people. Why are you acting? Yeah. Does being picture perfect matter to you? For me, it doesn't. I actually love to show my quirkiness, to show my weirdness, to show that I'm not like anybody. And I'm not trying to be like anybody. And I think, in a sense, I feel like that's how I want my Instagram to be seen. You know, I'm not your influencer. I'm not your dilly-dally girl. I'm not your soft life girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm none of that. I'm me. And if one day I want to be positive and uplifting, then I'm going to do that. If one day I just want to be loud and quirky, then I'm going to do that. If one day I'm going to be silly, I'm going to do that. Everything is just such an aesthetic now. And we have to revolve our life around that. And what we don't understand is that if you be yourself, opportunities can come knocking out of nowhere. Somebody could see you being funny and silly and say, you know what? I know somebody who's going to love this. Let me send this to this person. And next thing you know, you just have an opportunity just in your lap, just like that, just from being yourself on social media. You know, we hide ourselves again in our close friends, thinking, I can only let this amount of people show who I really am. And that takes away, I think, that takes away the spark. That takes away the light. It takes away the funness out of Instagram. When I get on Instagram, I don't want to see no damn coffee. I truly don't. When I get on Instagram, I don't want to see the Bible verse. I don't. Because at the end of the day, first of all, your spiritual practice should be sacred. Your spiritual practice should be sacred. If you read the Bible, read the Bible. Read that in your home. Now, I get it. Oh, I'm gonna share this on my Instagram story. But my whole thing is, on social media, everything is for validation. So when you're posting, I truly want to know what goes through people's minds when they're posting a Bible verse. What are you trying to validate to your followers? That you're a Christian woman? That you're a Christian girl? Like, it's like, are you trying to show that you have this quote-unquote soft life? Because to me, if you're going to post a Bible verse, start preaching. Start preaching. And I'm going off topic here, but one of the things I absolutely hate is when people post they are in church. Why do we need to know that you're in church? Why? If you're going to post that you are in church, post the message. That's all I ask. At least post the message. But you posting the pastor, you posting that you're sitting in the front, you posting that you're in the back. For what? For who? It's almost like, you see me, I'm in church. You see me, I'm praising the Lord. First of all, I don't even pick up my phone when I'm in church. So it just, when you think about it, these people are sitting down, they're taking out their phone, they're sliding up on a camera, and they're snapping a photo. For what? And then you just put the phone down, and you just, what? You just lock into the message? It just goes to show you that people post for show. And as it should, but certain things are sacred. Your religious life should be sacred. It's just one of those things. But again, everything is an aesthetic. Everything's like, see me, I'm doing good, I'm living good. I got this good life, I'm doing right. That's just me though. And then to me, I just feel like you posting a Bible verse and then a few hours later you're posting the Don Julio bottle. It's like, what is going on? What is going on? And I'm not saying, oh, you should just live this religious life if you're going to do that. I'm not saying that at all. But it just goes to show you and prove that everything's for validation. But that is definitely all I have today. Again, be loud, be funny, be weird, be all of that good stuff and post on your story. Stop hiding in that close friends. People like, oh, I'm so fun to be around. I'm just this good vibe that I ate. You're just posting clean girl aesthetic photos. I'm just confused. But whatever. I really digress on that. If you have something to say or if you have a comment, please go on sedulousblog.blog and share your comment. Like this podcast, share this podcast, and Sedulous Blog, episode 1 of Like Versus Views, is it hating or humbling? And we out. Bye.